And God said, Let us make man in our own image, after our likeness, and let them have dominion. Pastor Pinda is a pastor of a Loyalty House International Middleburg, which is a part of the United Denomination, originating from Lighthouse Group of Churches. His mission is to preach the gospel, heal the sick, cast out devils, and raise the dead throughout the world. Pastor Pinda has a passion for soul winning and church planting. Be ready for a supernatural encounter as you listen to this message.
Lift your hands as we sing Yeshua to the Lord. Before the word of God, lift up your hands wherever you are. Father, thank you. Because you are always with us.
My beloved is the most beautiful among thousands and thousands. My beloved is the most beautiful among thousands and thousands.
Let us not forsake the gathering of the saints. Father, you say in your word, when two or three are gathered in your name, there you shall be in their midst. Lord, we believe you are in our midst. Holy Spirit, we pray that as it was at the day of Pentecost, when they had gathered and they were in one accord, that the Spirit of God fell upon them that were gathered there. Holy Spirit, we ask you to fall upon afresh on us. We ask you, God, to fill this church, O Lord. Come like a mighty rushing wind and touch our lives and transform us. Lord, we are hungry for you. We are hungry for your presence, and we are hungry to please you. Be with us, Lord, today. And speak to us. Transform us. I bind every satanic power in our midst. I bind every demonic power in our midst. Satan, you will not confuse the people. You will not resist the word of God. I come against the spirit of confusion, the spirit of fear, the spirit of disobedience. In the name of Jesus, I say, let the word of God have its free course in our hearts. Let the light of the word of God flow in our hearts in Jesus' mighty name. Let souls be established. Let lives be changed. In the name of Jesus Christ, I come against the spirit of destruction. In the name of Jesus, any spirits that will distract people and take away their understanding, in the name of Jesus, I rebuke you. Holy Spirit, we thank you. Flow in our church. In the name of Jesus Christ, Lord, you are worthy of all praise. You are worthy of all honor. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen.
Amen.
Oh, your amen is, your amen is not a powerful one. Amen. The people in the Shebin are doing better than us. Let me hear a louder amen.
Amen.
Yes, you may sit on top of your enemies. Welcome to church. Welcome to church. Greet someone and tell the person, welcome to church. Amen.
Amen.
We are blessed that we are in the house of the Lord.
And
God has brought me to preach to you. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And I think, as I told you last week, if you listen to this preaching in particular, this one, now and you obey this one, when I'm preaching in April, something dramatic will happen in your life. Now today I'm preaching on levels of honor.
Hey.
Levels of honor.
Wow.
Honor has levels, like just like school has levels. School has levels. You find that lomunye wagcinaka grade 2. It's a level. Lomunye wagcinaka matric. It's a level.
Lomunye wagcinaka grade 2. Lomunye wagcinaka
grade 10. It's a level. Lomunye
grade 10. Nasinglesinye sigaba na.
Lomunye une degree, une diploma. It's a level.
Lomunye une degree and diploma.
Everything has a what? A level.
Yonke into ine igaba.
Amen.
Amen.
And you can say you honor a person, but there are levels of honor. Now, let's go back to our scripture that tells us why sometimes the anointing and the gift that is upon a person doesn't work on you. When diwa yini ukuthi ngalesinye isikhathi imithandazo ingasebenzi.
Why is it that at times the prayers of the pastor doesn't work?
And the prayers don't work for you in particular, but it works for others. It would be okay if the prayers don't work for everyone. But the issue is that it doesn't work for you. That prophetic declarations work for others, but they don't work for you.
Lady prophet
the word of God that is preached every Sunday, it works for others, but it doesn't work for you. Last week we started to answer this question: why does that happen? Why is the word of God not working for you? Mark chapter 6, verse 1 to 5 in NLT. That is the scripture that we will learn. When Jesus tried to do a miracle, he tried to do miracles and it didn't work.
UJesu siyawubona ku Mark chapter 6 verse 1 ukuthi kwenziwa yini la uJesu lakazama kwenza imangaliso ngakhona
kwesona. One of the reasons why people don't believe in healing when it comes to church and pastors.
Into leyenza abantu bangakholelwa
esontweni. Specifically healing.
Yokuphiliswa.
People in their own reasoning.
Bantu ngengqondo yabo.
They say if God was healing people,
but ube uNkulunkulu abephilisa
abantu. He would heal everyone.
Abeyophilisa wonke umuntu.
The fact that some still live on a wheelchair.
Bokuthi lobanye
bahamba ngama crutches. Some still live on crutches.
Labanye solobamba ngama crutches.
Bathi kena laba ngilaba umfundisi langa kababhadali ukuthi ba act.
These
are real people.
These are the people that the pastors
and the one who stood up on a wheelchair is the one who has paid.
Laba labahleli kwilchair ngilaba langa babhadali.
Because the reason that if God was the one who was healing, everyone would be healed.
Ngoba engqondweni yabo bathi kube uNkulunkulu abephilisa ngawo wonke umuntu uphilisiwe manje.
But the issue is that such a person doesn't read the Bible.
Inkinga yomloyo ngoku
they are using their own reasoning and logic. Mark chapter 6 verse 1, it says that Jesus left the part of the country and returned with his disciples to where? Nazareth, his hometown. If Jesus was in Mhluzi, he returned to Mhluzi. He was preaching all over and doing miracles. One day he decided, I'm going back to Mhluzi.
Yes.
I'm going back to Belfast. I'm going back to Witbank. You are going back to clarinet to go and preach. Verse 2. And then the next Sabbath, he began teaching in the word synagogue. Therefore, I don't need to go to church.
Some of you are saying God is everywhere.
I don't need to belong to any church. This verse tells us this, that Jesus went to the Sabbath. Are you better than Jesus? How come the Son of God, God himself, Jesus, went to church? And how come you say that church is not important? There are foolish people who say their church dropped out. It is foolishness.
Foolishness.
When you don't read your Bible, you become foolish. And you make foolish statements which other foolish people follow.
Then labanye bese nabakulandela.
And I didn't mention your name. Don't get offended.
Why
are you taking the message personal? I'm talking about people who are not in church, not you. Who is that one who looks angry after I said
who?
Who is he? Where are the ashes? This guy, you're not smiling.
Why not?
The dancing stars. It says that the next Sabbath he began teaching in the synagogue and many heard him and they were what? Amazed. They asked, where did he get all this wisdom and the power to perform miracles? Dishonest starts when you start questioning the power and the authority. You will see the people, they start by saying, we can see miracles. We hear that he has power.
That's where it is painful to be a black person.
More than God.
Because a black person may believe in Satan than God. When black people see miracles, they think of Satan and snakes.
Yes.
Yebo.
Someone
has got money, it's a snake.
Someone does miracles,
inyonga.
Do you like giving Satan credit? When will you give God credit?
Why ntando ukuphakamisa uSathane kangaka? Yokani nini ukuphakamisa uNkulunkulu?
Yes.
Yebo.
Isandla lakhula inyonga.
Does God bring people to church?
They started to say inyonga kele.
They will start to say this is a snake.
They say lo muntu lo uthola amandla enyokeni.
They will say this one is getting the power from a snake.
Hmm? Yes, that is how we are. Look at your neighbor and say, the pastor is talking about you.
Hey,
you love
snakes. Forgive. It's not me.
Look, they then scoffed. Dishonor then continues. After questioning comes scoffing. Do you know what is to scoff? To scoff.
They started to scoff and look down upon him.
And mock him. Mock him. Some people see things in church and they start to mock. They mock men of God. You can't mock a pastor and think God will give you a breakthrough. Because the pastor represents God. You see someone who mocks God when they are sick, they want prayers. You think the prayer will work? When the person becomes unemployed, he comes to church and says that I need prayers to get a job. You think you'll get a job?
Because he loves us, he's a fool.
Jesus said that if you do not receive his servants, you have rejected him. I will reject pastors, prophets, leaders in the church, and then mean I'm flowing with God. It's foolishness. They scoffed. Scoffing starts like this. Jesus was the Son of God. He was a prophet. He was a miracle worker. But look what they started to say. He's just a carpenter.
There is Nompumelelo there.
This boy who says he's a pastor, he broke Nompumelelo's heart in grade 10.
Grade 10. But this boy wants to come and preach to us.
That's what they started to say. It was matric. They started to say, is he not? You see, because he was the Son of God. But they said, no, he's not the Son of God. Look, the son of Mary, the brother of James, they started calling his siblings. Some of you don't know even that Jesus had siblings. This Judas is not the Judas who betrayed Jesus.
No,
this is another Judas.
So this is not the Judas who betrayed Jesus. Just like you've got Busiso, Temba, and the like, even Judas is their man in the Bible.
They were deeply offended and refused to believe in him. Not in God. They refused to believe in him.
This one is not for God.
They refused to believe in the person God sent.
Yeah.
They refused. Verse 4. Then Jesus told them, a prophet is honored everywhere except his own town, amongst his own relatives, and his wife, own family.
Why is it Jesus un prophet that lelwanga phandle kwasezwaleni lakubo nasesihlotsheni zakhe?
That's why sometimes when you do outreach ungayekule strat la ukhulelekiso.
Njalo nina wenza this outreach, don't go to the street where you grew up.
The further you are away, your percenter must be a bit further away from where they know you. Because you are, when
you are about to witness to another man, you remember when you're still picking on your nose.
Hey! A prophet is honored everywhere. This is a problem that we have. It means that a pastor is not honored in his own church. A founder is not honored in his own denomination. If I am, this is my the branch that I pastor, it means dishonor will come from my members.
If mina njengamfundisi ngibekele ibandla lena ungahlonishwa ke.
The highest level of dishonor will come from the front row. Front row.
This sickness usually catches the front row. Then it goes to the entire church.
Yes. That's why you see that when you want to post a man of God, you will not post me. Yes, you will not quote our prophet. You will not say Bishop Doug said. Yes, because he's a prophet here in this church. In this
room,
you will not quote me. Because you see, you only quote people that you think are smart and are clever. People you honor, you see as important people. That is the sickness that we all have. Yes. You post you bad angel. Yes, you post Makandiwa. There's nothing wrong with Makandiwa. There's nothing wrong with you, but angel. But you do not know that you are doing this because you are suffering from a sickness.
Called dishonor.
Dishonor-sitis. And because of their unbelief, he could not do any what? Mighty miracles. Because of their what? Dishonor. They are questioning and boom, tega. He could not do any mighty miracles.
Some
church members are shocked. They hear their pastor has traveled somewhere. They say he raised the dead. They're like, no, it can't be our pastor.
he
has not even raised the fly in our church. You see him, he looks like a different type of man of God in another church. Then you say, no, it can't be our pastor. Our pastor doesn't prophesy. The sickness of dishonor is in the church members where the man of God is and where the founder
is.
The person who disrespects your mother the most is you.
Even at the house, the one
is not your neighbor.
The mother is you.
You see the child from next door, that's how maggots be unjan.
The one from next door will honor. At times you say, you mommy, you are foolish.
The one who is here is the one who dishonors. So if you think this sermon is for someone who didn't come to church,
now
I just verified that the person who needs to be healed from dishonor is in this church. Some of them are standing in front. Some of them are there in the congregation. Yes. Yes.
Lenshumayelo yalaba laba mile nje la ngaphambili, abanye balange muva.
I'm preaching. People want to change their sins.
But
the people who you
usually dishonor the bishop is the reverence. The people who dishonor the reverence is usually the pastors. The people who usually dishonor the pastors is the shepherds. The people who dishonor shepherds is usually the members. That's why Dora will talk to you and you'll answer back. Yes. If Lavell speaks to you, you can answer.
Na brother Lavell akhuluma nawe uyaphendula nakhona.
Because you said in his hometown, own house, hey, amongst his own kin.
Le
network ekungahloniphi bamba labo.
This network catches around your home or hometown.
Don't worry, don't be sad. We have diagnosed the sickness. And I pointed out Les Kulan.
I've also mentioned the patient. You are the patient and me.
You might dishonor me, but I might be dishonoring my bishop.
Sonke
sikulen nkinga le ye dishonor. Sihleli la.
We have the same problem as we are here.
Women, that's sometimes how you lose your husband. Don't allow another woman to honor your husband more than you.
Nine bo mama, that is how ni lahlekela abafazi benu. Ungavumeli indolo nomunye umfazi
ahlonipha indoda. You are not a husband.
Unonjalo mfana
ukuthi shuma. I didn't say girlfriend and boyfriend.
Indoda angathi intombi yakho.
We are not talking to boys, we are talking to men.
Asikhulumi nabafana, sikhuluma namadoda manje.
Les. This section is not for you. I am saying to a married wife.
Sikhuluma nabashadile.
Those of you who are married.
Nine nenishadile.
Is that after some time you get used to the men, awusamhloniphi.
After some time ubeza usakhona kumhlonipha, you don't respect him.
And that is how you lose the person.
Ungako uthola ukuthi uyakulahlekela lo muntu wakho.
A man will always be attracted to a woman who honors him.
Indoda yahlale nje ihlezi ifuna umuntu omhloniphayo.
Yes. I'm preaching. I'm preaching. You become unattractive to your husband the day you start walking in dishonor.
Uqala ungasathandeke endodeni yakho na uqala ungasamhloniphi.
And he was amazed at their unbelief. Then Jesus went from village to village preaching and teaching. He left his own village.
Wamangala ngalokhu ungakholwa kwabo, wahamba emizi ngemizi efundisa.
Sit down, let me preach. I'm about to finish.
Sengiyaqeda manje.
If you do not recognize, listen, this is a message to you.
Lalelani.
If you do not recognize who they are to you, the people you need to honor.
Na ungakhona ukuqondisisa labantu kumele ubahloniphe ukuthi babubani kuwe.
You often dishonor them.
Esikhathini esiningi awubahloniphi.
Let me give you an example. If you did not know that Cyril Ramaphosa is the president,
Mr. Cyril Ramaphosa, president,
and he comes here, you will act normal. In fact, as some of you after church in that Mchita, Benjani service.
You even said, don't you two just have a cigarette?
Because you can't recognize that this is Cyril Ramaphosa.
President.
But the minute they tell you that, this is president, you will change your behavior. You will adjust yourself.
President, you are calling my
president. All of a sudden, your back that was straight like an Eskom pole will bend. Yes, you will begin to bend and say, Mr. President, how are you? What?
Because
now you recognize who the person is.
and the level at which this person is.
So
when you do not know the importance of a man of God, and you do not know the importance of the gift that is in him, you will not benefit anything from
the man of God.
No mighty works will happen in your life. You will think the ones who are testifying are pretending. They are exaggerating. They will say, wow, when Pastor touched me, I felt something. And then I felt hot and cold. And I started to vibrate. When he left me, I was healed. He said, I didn't feel anything. When he put his hand here, I just felt I just felt the hand was too heavy for my head.
And
I think he was trying to push me down. Now, if you do not honor men of God, if you do not honor men of God, then it means you do not believe in the men of God. When you do not believe in the man of God, their ministry, their church, their gifts, their anointing will not work for you. It didn't work for Jesus. Romans chapter 13 verse 7 amplified. Romans chapter 13 verse 7. Are you here or you have gone home?
Yeah.
I said I'm about to finish. It says this: render to all men their dues. There are things that are due to certain people. It says to the government, pay taxes to whom taxes are due.
Nigani bonge okufaneleyo intela kufanele intela.
Revenue to whom revenue is due. Respect to whom respect is due. The last one, honor to whom honor is what?
Udumo lo fanele udumo.
Jew. Now, the first level of honor is to recognize who should you honor.
Wekala kuthi ucala ubhekisise ngibani kumele umhloniphe.
Who should you reverence?
Reverence.
Who should you reverence? And ngibani kumele umphakamise empilweni yakho.
Yes.
Who should you reverence? And ngubani lokumele ubani umphakamise? Because sometimes there are many people who are fighting for you to honor them. Sometimes it's your foolish friend. Sometimes you honor the words of useless people. And that is why you can't honor the right person, because you respect, for example, what your friend says. You see, the Bible says that by their fruits you shall know them. It means that, you see, someone who doesn't have the fruit of what you are looking for is not the real person. He cannot advise you.
No,
you should not follow what they are saying. Someone who doesn't have a husband is giving you relationship advice. And there is your aunt who is married, who is telling you, stop behaving like this. You say your aunt is stupid. Because you and your friend, you are like this. You are besties. We will see that your bestie will love you in your 50s.
Siyabona ukuthi best wakho yokuthanda nasona 50.
will your bestie give you children?
You see
that in our church we have a prophet.
Someone
who has fruits.
Someone
who started this denomination in 1987 in a classroom.
Umuntu waqala le bandla nga 1987 eklasini.
And today we have 4,000 churches.
Namuhla sinemasonto ayinkulu
manje. And when such a man tells you how to handle your finances, you don't want to listen.
No muntu lonjalo akutshela ukuthi imali yakho kumele uyibambe kanjani awufuni
nakulalela. I can tell you there is a church that started in 1987 in a shack. It's still in a shack.
Ngiyakutshela mina kunesondo leyaqala emkhukhwini 1987 namanje solo sasikhonza emkhukhwini.
Yes. But because the one who talks too much, that is the one you think is the man of God.
Ngoba nini lo mlo okukhulumela futhi ngicanze ngomgcotsha kaNkuluNkulu.
The one who shouts and sweats.
Lo memeza
ukuba
athi
yaphala.
My brother,
come here. You will be impressed with me if I change my voice.
Abanye benu niyona thokoza mina nangishintsha nje izwi lami.
He say hallo mfundisi uyashisa.
You say this pastor is hot.
Phumeson fena formile.
He went out of church, he was sweating.
It
means he preached well.
No, it's not how much you sweat, it's what you yield.
I see what you form.
It's not whether you carry a towel and your voice sounds prophetic. It doesn't matter. Even if you have that thing, it's okay. It's not like it's a sin.
No, man,
I'm not saying
it's
not the thing that makes you a man of God. You see, a church is more like this. Now I'm standing with bodyguards. So well, that you honor me. You're like, hey, you pastor.
It's very important.
Come, my bodyguards, come. Bodyguards, come, man, can see that? Hey, go and stand there by the corner. Stand there. Stand here. You go and stand there. Stand there.
Man lapa.
Now when I preach like this, you say, this is a man of God. This is a man of God. Hey! Then now I'm forced to use your offering to buy shiny shoes. So that you honor me.
Then you apostle accept and receive nigelo and uthenga iqathulo lesimanyazelana. Phone yokhona kungihlonipha.
And a Louis Vuitton belt.
Nelibhande le Louis Vuitton.
Because these are the things that impress us.
Ngoba kule zinto ezichazayo.
I am forced that after church I shouldn't eat spatho with you and I'ma go slow and sit there. I must now be like a president. Say after church, come.
Na pelisondo angisakhona indlane koda bese ngilanda amabodi.
You say I'm a man of God.
Bese
ngumkhosi I can also do these things.
Nami ngiyenza lento lena.
And you say I'm a man of God.
Ngoba niyothi bese nithi nine ngumgcotsha kaNkuluNkulu.
My sons.
Na madoda nami.
Hey, sit down.
Shala pass.
So you see the people, they couldn't receive Jesus as the Son of God because he looked very simple to be the Son of God.
Niyabona.
They said that he can't be the Son of God. His family, we know his family.
Niyabona labantu Jesu afika nje a simple kulabantu but athi amazine nemndeni wakhe lona undoda nempasi.
Yena nababa wakhe. I room divider yetu bangahendi kahle yena no babo wakhe.
Him and his father they built an incorrect room divider
because the father was a carpenter
because ubaba wakhe bekumbazi.
We need to identify the people we need to honor.
Kumele sikhone kubhekisisa kahle labantu lesikhona kubahlonipha.
What is the meaning of recognize? Is to identify someone or something. Acknowledge the existence, validity, and or legality of someone. To be aware of the significance of the person. How important is this person? They failed to see how important Jesus was in their lives. He could not do anything for them.
It's
to know who the person is and what the thing is that you are seeing or hearing.
Ukhona ukuqondisisa kahle lo muntu ubone ukuthi uyini usigaba bani nasempilweni yakho.
To accept something that is true and important.
Uvuma into engiyo nalemqoka.
You see, you can't honor your mother or your father when you do not know how they important they are in your life.
Awukhona ukuhlonipha abazali bakho na ungazi kumqoka babo empilweni
yakho. You can't honor your boss when you do not know how important your boss is.
Awukhona ukuhlonipha uboss wakho na ngoba awazi kumqoka
babo. You can't honor your man if you do not know how important that man is.
Awukhona ukuhlonipha nendoda yakho ngoba ubazi kumqoka bakho.
You can't honor your job if you do not know how important your job is.
It's
when you have lost your job and you are hungry.
Oh my God.
That you start knowing is important. It's when your father has gone down the grave.
Then
you start crying when there is no food. Why? Because you didn't see that your father was important. You didn't see how important your mother is. You find people fainting at funerals.
And
their mother has passed on. But you never listen to your mother.
While why should we wait for people to die to see their
that
importance?
That is why you will worship them when they are dead.
Ungakho uyocala kuba khonza sebashonile.
So ufuna ukukhuluma nomuntu sekashonile.
You didn't listen to that person when you are still alive.
Uyofuna lapha.
What are you doing there?
I'm preaching.
Ngiyashumayela.
Let me finish. Some people are threatening me. Let me finish. Honor. Are you here or you have gone home?
Ngiselapha noma senhambile.
Now let me show you this. We are closing. How do you receive a gift from God? How does God bless you?
Usimukela njani sipho saNkuluNkulu? uNkuluNkulu ubusisa njani?
Matthew chapter 10 verse 41. I'm going
Matthew
to shock
10,
you.
41.
Matthew 10 41. I'm going to shock you. Look at the shock. Matthew 10:41. He that receives a prophet in the name of a prophet receives a prophet's reward. He that receiveth a father in the name of a father receives a father's reward. But you see, some people can receive a prophet not as a prophet. And they are shocked when they don't get a prophet's reward. There are people even now as I'm preaching. They said, yeah, this is a pastor of the church. That's what they told us.
Yeah,
you have been in this church. You are saying this is the pastor of the church. But you have not received me as your pastor. That is why my preaching is not working on you.
I am their pastor.
And ngimfundisi welibandla. Hayi wakho. Kuze kuthi my anointing for it to benefit you, I must be your pastor. Your pastor. Not their pastor, not the church pastor. No. It doesn't work. For the prophet's anointing to build. To create. For it to come even in your business and in your house, for his healing anointing to work over your life, you must receive him as a prophet. If you receive him as a founder, you will get a founder's gift.
Hey. Amen.
He was a founder that to us is a prophet.
Yeah.
To me, I'm your pastor. If you didn't know, If you didn't know, now look at your neighbor. Now tell your neighbor that if you didn't know, that is my pastor. My pastor. That's my pastor.
That's me.
That's my pastor. My pastor.
That's my pastor.
Amen.
My pastor.
My pastor.
Because I want to receive what a pastor's reward. Yes. You see, some children, you find that your parent has money, your parent has a job. Do you know when your parent has a job and you can't find a job, what is your problem? Do you know if your mother is married and you are not married, there is a problem? You have not received your mother as a wife to someone. And you cannot receive a wife's reward yourself. Do you understand? The reward that you get out of the person is based on how you receive the person, not what other people say about the person. I can tell you, there are some people who are pastors who receive me, small me, as a prophet. They say, small me, I'm a prophet to them. And when I tell them something, it always happens.
Yeah.
Always. Because to them, they receive me as a prophet.
We cannot
receive Bishop Doug. He's just a bishop. He's a prophet of our church. He's a prophet. He's not a founder. He's a prophet of this church. So that what he says will work on us. Are you here or you have gone home? Why does it look like you're still angry at me? Let's close. Matthew 16, verse 13. Now, what was I saying just now? I was saying the reward that you get is based on how you receive the person. But go back to Matthew 10:40. We miss something in Matthew 10:40. Some people, they say that, no, I can't, mean I receive God. I say, I don't receive men, I receive God. Let's see where the way your life has gone to. It's because you don't understand. Read there. 1, 2, 3, go.
He that receiveth you, receiveth me.
Wait. He that receiveth me, receiveth Jesus. He that receiveth the prophet, receiveth Jesus. Receiveth the Holy Ghost. That is what the Bible says. You can't say I reject pastors, but I'm receiving God. Which Bible are you reading? He that receiveth you, receiveth me. He that receiveth me, receiveth him that sent me. That's what Jesus said. He told his disciples, if they receive you, they are what? Receiving me. Why? The Bible says that we are the temple of the Holy Ghost. We are the temple of the Holy Spirit. The temple means we are the container of the Holy Spirit. You cannot say, I want water, but you don't want the container. God comes in containers. I'm not saying, John, let's go bless. You see,
I'm not saying
other people, they will want to take the water and say,
I'm not saying like this container, someone wanna take the water and say, I'm holding God.
God is in people. He dwells in people. You will experience God more if you receive the people God has sent to you. For some of you, even your relatives, your shepherd, your pastor. But people want the water, they don't want the container.
It's time for you to receive containers.
So
that you can get the water. Anyone who receives you receives me. Anyone who receives me receives the Father who sent me. You can't say you are rejecting the ones that Jesus has sent and you say you are receiving Jesus. It's a verse.
Yeah.
Stand on your feet.
As men ngenyawo.
Hard preaching.
Shumayela.
Hard. But is it the right preaching?
Have
you received your mother? Do you recognize your mother? Your grandmother, that coolie, do you recognize her?
The one who raised you up.
Or you recognize labangan bakolo sabana bobotwa.
Oh, mugela, just your friends, that one that you drink with.
Do you recognize your teacher? That they have played a role in your life.
Mugela, teacher, wakuti unelchaza dalempilo niyako.
You know, it's only when you are older when you see the effect of a child who didn't have a father.
Naso ukulile ubona inkinga yengane lengana
ubaba. You mistreat your father.
Abanye bani nawo baba.
So you and your mother, you have formed a tech team against your father.
Niye noma wakho senishaya igenge against ubaba wakho.
Mvuli WWE.
Senvuli wrestling yena.
Chokslema babu wenu.
Nimshange chokslema.
Nkosi banga babu wenu.
Niyamhleba.
It's only when you are older that you will see that. You see, as a pastor, I'm a pastor in this church. I can easily identify a child who didn't grow up with his father.
Ngiyakhona njengomfundisi la esontweni ukubona ingane lengakhuliswa ubabayo.
When I just see, I say this one didn't grow up with the father, or they formed a tech team with the mother against the father.
Children
who do not know authority. Because fathers, one of the things they do, they bring order and rules into the house.
Yeah.
And strictness.
Yeah.
Most fathers. When you grow up without or honoring your father, when you are here in church, you are even coming out during preaching, we are moving around. If I call you and say, do you have a father? You say no.
Ubonakala ngehamba nje ngishumayela nangathi ngiyakubiza ukubuza unawo ba utata anginaye.
Yes, you play with your phone during the preaching.
Udlala ngene phone yakho
nangisashumayela. You do not have an authority figure in your life.
Kusho ukuthi awukho umuntu omhloniphayo empilweni yakho.
Discipline is not in you. The same child at school, you will run away. That's why it's also a mistake for a parent who has fought with the father of the child to isolate the child from the father. You don't know what you are doing.
So
you can say that the father is dead when he's not dead. Your child, even though you are a mother, your child will not have a father's reward.
Maybe
your father passed away. God will bring you new fathers, like a pastor, like a shepherd. Don't continue with your behavior. You will not have a father's reward. Mother's the same.
Nabo mama kanjalo.
You disrespect your mom because no one married her. You
do not know why your mother didn't get married.
And you make your own comments.
Look at this dating thing. What will do to you?
You strong.
We try to catch the fish and slip away.
He's
a pastor. He's a pastor. Even
because you don't have a mother's reward.
Because
you do not honor mothers. You do not honor wives. You do not honor fathers. You do not honor husbands.
ngoba ukhona ukuhlonipha bomama nabo baba.
It's like, let me give you an example. Never encourage someone to divorce. Because you are dishonoring marriage. We try by all means, even if it's bad, try. Bad, really bad.
Zama.
But if you dishonor, you say, if you don't like this one anymore, you go there. Hey, you are dishonoring the covenant of marriage. The divorce that will come for you, you'll be shocked. You understand why I'm preaching the topic I'm preaching. Huh? Your friend comes and says, this boss is stupid. Then you care. You come, you say, Vele, they are stupid. You dishonor the position of a supervisor. Yes, there are supervisors, Vele, who are stupid. I agree. But you don't join. Because once you dishonor the position will also reject you. You will apply and apply. No one will select you. We will pray for you. Take water. Pour oil. Baking soda. Spalletta. Pour all kinds of things on you. Nothing will happen. And a graduate will come at your workplace, brand new, and will be given the job that you have been praying for.
Listen,
Lalela. You see, even in politics, people like disrespecting presidents, making jokes, nose, all kinds of things. Don't join those things.
I don't care
which political party. Once you have an issue and you dishonor the position, the authority, the position the person holds, a father, a president or what, it doesn't mean if you don't want the president, you can't vote them out. You can vote them out. But I mean, once the person is there to dishonor and make funny comments, you will see how your house will be. You are the president of your own house. You will see how they will be. You will see how your children will just make fun of you.
Now, in
and you taught them.
Hey, my God.
I'm preaching to you. Don't think I'm talking to your neighbor. I'm looking at you. If you think I'm looking at you, I'm looking at you. And I'm saying to you, no more dishonor South Africa.
Amen.
This country has this sickness called dishonor. Yes. You find small kids, they will smooch in front of parents. Growing up, you can't just be smooching on the road. You see something. As someone who's older, from 2000, Abambane 18.
This 2000 is smooching the gate.
When we were growing up, even if you drink, you would go and hide.
You find people in the
house
that's drinking and
smoking.
No. You are having a cigarette. You look at your mom's right in the eyes and say, where must I go and drink?
Oh, you don't know what you are doing.
I was good when that.
The children that will come out of you will be times
10.
And you see someone saying, oh, Pastor, don't threaten us. I'm telling you rules of how things become. You when the thing happens, you'll be like, Marangonen, I'll go on Luto that time. It's something you have been doing all along without knowing that you are doing it. I think all of us, including me, we need to repent.
Yes, Lord.
As I'm preaching, I'm also thinking about some of the things I do.
Nami ngisashumayela ngicabanga endenzayo nengiyikhulumako.
Let's all lift our hands and ask God. We are moving out of disrespect. Ah Lord, help us. Help me Lord. Pray somebody for a minute. Habala so lelebelebe.
Help us oh God. Help us my
help
Savior.
Me, oh Heavenly help Father. Us, oh God. Not to walk
to be
in
better,
dishonor.
Oh God, to move away from dishonor.
To identify
oh God,
the people who I should
see,
honor.
Oh God,
ah, my life would be better, Lord, if at a young age I walked in honor. If I never dishonored my teachers, my parents, my siblings. Father, I pray that you help me. In the mighty name of Jesus. Pray somebody. You have been walking in dishonor. Today God is curing you. Making comments. Saying all kinds of things about people you should honor. Ah, Lord, help me. If anyone is in authority, may I respect those who are in authority. Hazipa Izangi Talo Shanda Toro Shagababa. Lord, help us to be humble. Help us to be humble, Lord. Izome Shagaba Alube. In the mighty name of Jesus, help us, Lord, as a church to honor our bishop and our prophet. So honor Bishop that you are to honor Bishop Emmanuel Kufu, to honor Mama E, to honor Bishop Peter, to honor Reverend Pastor, to honor Shepherd and other men of God in the city, in the name of Jesus. Lord, help us to honor other servants of God in our city, in our country, and in our towns. With all eyes closed, put down your hands, bow your heads, please. With all eyes closed, I want to tell someone here. Mangabe ula awukasindiswa.
If you are here, you are not born again.
Namhlanje lango.
Today is your day.
God wants to save you from all of your sins. If you are here and you want to be born again,
now lapha ufuna ukusindiswa.
Raise your right hand.
Ngicela uphame isandla sakho
sasandla. If you are here and you want your sins to be forgiven,
now lapha ufuna izono zakho zithethelelwe.
Raise your right hand. If you are here and you are not sure if you die today whether you are going to heaven or hell, and you want to be sure, kindly raise your right hand. If you are here and you want to become a child of God, raise your right hand.
Lift your right hand.
I can see those hands. There are more people. You want your sins to be forgiven. You want to be born again. You want, when you die, you want to go to heaven.
They're
saying, Pastor, please pray with me. Please come forward. I want to pray with you.
If you're lifting your hand, please come forward.
Come. There were people here. There was a person there. Come forward.
As you
as you are, the Lord is waiting for you. As you are standing here, you might be standing in front of me, but you are also standing in front of God in heaven, and He sees the decision you have taken. I want you to follow me in this prayer. Say, dear Heavenly, lift up your hands and close your eyes. Say, dear Heavenly Father,
dear Heavenly Father,
I come to you today.
I come to you today,
just as I am.
Just as I am.
I confess that I am a sinner.
That
I've committed so many sins.
That I've committed so many sins.
And I ask you to forgive me today.
And I ask you to forgive me today.
I believe with all of my heart.
I believe with all of my heart.
That Jesus Christ is Lord.
That Jesus Christ is Lord.
And that He died for my sins on the cross.
That He died for my sins on the cross.
And on the third day, He came back to life.
And on the third day, He came back to life.
From today, I am born again.
I am born again.
I am a child of God. Father, please write my name.
My name is.
Say your name. Please write this name.
In the book of life.
From today.
I am born again.
I am a child of God. When I die.
And my spirit leaves my body.
I will go to heaven.
Satan!
Listen to me now.
I'm no longer yours.
I'm a child of God. Holy Spirit. Put your hand on your heart and say, Holy Spirit.
Come into my heart.
Please lead me.
Please help me.
To follow God.
Please help me.
To obey the word of God.
Please help me.
To buy a Bible.
To buy a Bible.
Amen.
Amen.
Oh, let's clap our hands for them.